As you heard a moment ago, George Zimmerman is free on bail this morning. He testified during his bond hearing on Friday that he is not a flight risk or a danger, and he made a personal comment to Trayvon Martin's parents.
I am sorry for the loss of your son. I did not know how old he was. I thought he was a little bit younger than I am, and I did not know if he was armed or not.
That's Zimmerman speaking Friday about Trayvon Martin, the 17-year-old he's charged with murdering during a February 26th confrontation in Sanford, Florida. Zimmerman is pleading not guilty, claiming self-defense, and he may have already had one victory at least. The judge on Friday ruled, as we said, that Zimmerman could be released, and Zimmerman paid his $150,000 bail. Credit for that win, though, goes in part to his defense lawyer, Mark O'Mara. And joining us to talk about O'Mara is Kendall Coffey, former U.S. attorney based in Miami, author of Spinning the Law, Cases in the Court of Public Opinion. Kendall, thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for inviting me.
So what did you learn? You were in the courtroom on Friday. What did we learn there, both about Mark O'Mara and the kind of case he's expected to present?
Well, I think O'Mara was, as expected, very good and very effective, and very strategic. The entirety of the morning, it was clear that he had thought through a number of things. So, for example, even though apparently the state investigator, Galbraith, did not expect to be testifying, and he mentioned that in response to one of O'Mara's questions, O'Mara put him on as part of the defense case, and I thought scored some fairly significant points exposing some gaps in the state's case that they may be able to fix down the road, but are nevertheless not free from significance. In particular, the fact that the state investigator could not say who attacked who first. And he acknowledged that the injuries suffered by George Zimmerman were consistent with someone whose head was being pounded against concrete. Good stuff for O'Mara. I thought his decision to put Zimmerman on the stand was perhaps needless risk. It certainly didn't play well as I was watching it on TV, and the apology was utterly rejected by representatives of Martin's family. Still, I have to say, when I looked around at the media after the hearing, it even seemed like the appearance of George Zimmerman may have done a little bit of good in the court of public opinion. I'm looking at a local newspaper headline, "I am sorry for the loss." You've got George Zimmerman in suit, apologizes to family. That kind of thing isn't a bad thing. If nothing else, it humanizes a person who up to now has been widely demonized by many.
We're speaking with Kendall Coffey, former U.S. attorney based in Miami, about Mark O'Mara, who is now the defense attorney for George Zimmerman. Tell us a little bit about Mark O'Mara. He took this case over from two other attorneys who stepped down. Why do you think he took it?
Well, he took it, I think, as much as anything for the professional challenge, and I believe that he is convinced that his client is legally innocent of committing a homicide. And for any lawyer who thinks he has what may be a winnable case and a just cause, and a career case that could forever define him in a way that's very, very positive, it's an extraordinary opportunity. He may or may not make any money on this. It's much too early to speculate whether there are other upsides down the road. But there are plenty of attorneys who would love to have taken over this challenging representations. Very few that are equal to it. And certainly O'Mara seems to be very equal to this challenge.
Well, let's talk about one of the challenges of this case, which is the publicity and the widespread media. And this is something that you are an expert in, Kendall Coffey. You wrote the book, Spinning the Law, Cases in the Court of Public Opinion. How do you think Mark O'Mara might go around handling both jury selection and the going forward with the case with headlines, as you say, everywhere and media coverage everywhere?
Well, and this is a dimension that I think most lawyers don't bring to the case. He's working the press very well in an understated way. He doesn't hype anything. He isn't throwing any grenades at the prosecution. He's acknowledging that they're going to have more information down the road. But at the same time, he is thinking through the optics of this at every turn. He got Zimmerman in a suit, in a business suit, no jumpsuit, in a business suit. So the press would see him as somebody who is – an everyday person, not simply a criminal. He had the family members of Zimmerman weigh in, perhaps more of that kind of testimony than was needed, and he had them appear by phone, suggesting that they themselves are subjects of harassment, trying to work a little bit of a sympathy factor. And again, the apology, which very few defense lawyers would have done. It's always a risk to put a criminal defendant on the stand and be exposed to a prosecutor's cross-examination. That was a move that most of us wouldn't have made, but it shows his awareness of the court of public opinion. And as I said a moment ago, at the time I was watching Zimmerman take the stand, I was scratching my head and dropping my jaw. I thought it was not a good move, but it may have played out. And certainly some of the press that seemed to follow that may have been at least a slight positive for Zimmerman. Most especially, he's keeping his eye on the big picture. It isn't about a news cycle. It's about winning the case. But if you can soften the bad press, you help your chances of winning the case by leveling the playing field, not just with a jury, but with a judge. Remember, he's going to ask this judge to throw the whole case out based on the immunity under Florida's Stand Your Ground law. He would like between now and then for a judge to feel that if he decides to throw, that the evidence is there to throw the case out based on the Stand Your Ground defense, that that judge isn't going to be the most criticized, negatively attacked jurist
in
America.
You mean he's going to try to give the judge justification for doing that?
Yeah, so at least the judge feels that he is on a level playing ground, and that judge would be looking at a court of public opinion that isn't so completely hostile that a judge would be to throw the case out, doesn't want to be forever known as the really bad judge who committed a travesty of justice by letting the guilty George Zimmerman walk. That's a reality that Marco Maher has to be thinking about as he looks down the road for the Stand Your Ground hearing.
Kendall Coffey is a former U.S. attorney based in Miami. So having gotten this one glimpse of Marco Maher with his client in court, what do you predict in terms of Marco Maher's strategy going forward?
It's going to be the same focus on winning in the court of law, but being mindful of using the court of public opinion to try to level the playing field.
Is he going to try to get jurors who have no knowledge of the case?
He is not going to find jurors with no knowledge of the case.
Right.
He'll be looking not for an empty mind, but for open minds. And I have the feeling it happened in Casey Anthony. They found a jury with open minds. I have the feeling he'll be able to do it assuming this case goes to trial.
Kendall Coffey, former U.S. attorney now based in Miami and author of the book Spinning the Law, Cases in the Court of Public Opinion. Kendall, thank you so much.
Hey, thank you.
Talking about Mark O'Mara, who is now the defense attorney for George Zimmerman, charged in the death of Trayvon Martin, the 17-year-old in Sanford, Florida.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.